How's it going? They told me to be more energetic. So, what's up, everybody? This is the actual first official episode of my podcast called Love Yours. And Love Yours, I chose that title because it's my favorite J. Cole song, and actually it represents everything that I'm about. So I wanted to let that shine through what I talk about on this podcast, and it kind of, has the values that I value. So yeah, I don't want to make each episode necessarily a strict, like, structural topic. I kind of want to have some fluidity to it. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about the Astros, Alex Cora, Beltran situation. When I first heard about this, I didn't think the severity of the punishment should be that crazy, because I wasn't fully aware of the scope of it. And I also thought it was possible that maybe other teams were using technology to steal signs. God forbid, maybe even my Yankees were doing it. It turns out that hasn't really been proven. I don't think they have. But you never know what could happen. If they did, and if other teams did, then I will call a spade a spade. But as of right now, the investigation has wrapped for now. More evidence is coming out that the Astros apparently possibly used listening devices, buzzing devices. Altuve had his jersey on after he hit that home run against Chapman, and his wife told him not to remove it. Like, there's all sorts of things coming out that have manifested with this whole cheating scandal, and it's just a really black mark on baseball. I feel, to me, it's almost more despicable than steroids, because the cover-up is deeper, and it's a collected, methodical, premeditated effort to stay in the game and get an unfair advantage. And that's what I don't like about it. I am not a fan of the Astros. I always thought they were cocky. I always thought there was something going on that went beyond the game in an unfair manner with them, but I could not pinpoint it. I couldn't figure it out. With that being said, I always respected their talent, and I always thought they had great teams and great players, including Gerrit Cole, who now plays for my Yankees, and I hope he's not involved with anything. I hope he doesn't become a part of this whole fiasco. He's a pitcher, so I can't foresee anything coming of that. But there's going to be that reputation. There's going to be the stain of that. And even if the players can't get punished, because there's a whole union aspect to it that I think Rob Manfred and his people do not want to tackle. And that's part of the reason why Carlos Beltran is not going to be punished necessarily, although he did step down today as Mets manager, which was absolutely unbelievable. Three prominent managers went by the wayside this week. Beltran, obviously, first-time manager, but his pedigree in baseball and his reputation is so unbelievable. And I feel like, he did the right thing. The Mets possibly, gave him a chance to save face by him stepping down. But the thing with Alex Cora and AJ Hinch, those are two of the most successful managers in baseball, popular, young, both won championships in the last couple of seasons, two out of the last three seasons. So it's just an unbelievable, stunning turn of events. Hopefully nothing else keeps unraveling. I don't want to see any more nonsense in baseball. I just want the players to be talented, and I want them to play and be good, and and let the competition ring out. I don't want to see cheating. I don't want to see, you know, people trying to gain an unfair advantage. My thing with stealing signs is if you do it within the content, not the content, but the confines of the game, it's fair game, because that has been going on since the early days of the sport. You know, a guy would be on second base and he would peek in and possibly see what the pitcher is throwing because he sees the catcher's fingers. Or sometimes the guy at home plate can try and peek in, and then he might get a fastball to his neck. So those kinds of things are fair game, and tipping pitches is also fair game. And that's something that pitching coaches and managers have to look at on video and see that the pitcher is not positioning his glove in a certain way or doing something different when he throws either a breaking ball or a fastball. So those kinds of things are natural aspects of baseball. That's not cheating. But using technology, cameras, Apple Watches, whatever you want to say in a technological way to know what pitch is coming, and then to even take it further and to bang on trash cans, and it's just absurdity. It's wrong. I don't want to see it again. And I think Major League Baseball did the best they could with the punishment. And then the Astros owner took it further and basically was like, I don't want Hinch and I don't want Luno a part of this organization. And that's unbelievable, simply because Luno, for one, is an incredible asset to Houston. And that's going to be a big, big major loss. You know, AJ Hinch is a great manager, but, you know, that's something that over time they can remedy eventually. But I really think he was the guy that could have put a stop to it, and he didn't. And that's why he faced the fate that he did. So I'm kind of rambling on, but I just wanted to put my two cents in. You know, I'm always going to be fair. This has nothing to do with the Yankees. People are going to deflect and try and come at me or Yankee fans and say, oh, well, A-Rod cheated, A-Rod did this, steroids, blah, 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 blah. But that has nothing to do with that. You know, we're talking about the Astros, we're talking about Alex Cora, we're talking about Carlos Beltran. And it's a sad day for baseball, sad week for baseball. But, you know, life will go on, and I'm still going to love the game. I'll always love the game. I don't understand why people get this like extreme view about it, where they say, oh, well, I'm gonna give up, I'm leaving. No, I don't leave, I don't give up. Baseball is gonna be baseball to me. You know, things will change. It's not always gonna be perfect, it's not always gonna be pretty, it's not always gonna be rainbows and butterflies, but baseball will always come out on top, because it's art, and it's my favorite, and it's the best. And with that being said, I'm going to sign out for this time. I'm trying to come up with a better ending, but I felt like I got some really good conversation points today. So until next time, this is Love Yours, and I promise it'll be smoother. See you, folks.